Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, August 5th, 2013, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. I do want to let everyone know that tomorrow night in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I'll be the special guest presenter at the business briefing there. Mr. Ken Moore will also be featured on that program, so if you have any prospects near Tulsa, Oklahoma, get them to the briefing. We will personally help you build and expand your business. We're excited about that. But tonight we're really excited to be hosting, be hearing from one of the top Legal Shield provider attorneys in the entire company. Also, we're going to be going over a new pilot program called the 60-60 Fast Start program that everyone is really excited about also. But what I would like to do now is to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma, to a man that's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 4 Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, and now in his 29th year with Legal Shield, and that is none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
You know, Randy, it's exciting for me to introduce this gentleman on the call tonight. I've known him for, well, since he come on board with, was Prepaid Legal, now Legal Shield, all these years. He's always been one of the top attorneys, and I think of all the attorneys in the whole United States, he would rate number one in any category you could put him in. But this is the first time I've had the privilege of having him on this call. So, ladies and gentlemen, this gentleman has over 40 years of intense involvement in matters, representation, business matters. He practiced law, includes business, financial matters, as well as estate planning. He's a national known tax attorney. He's listed in the who's who's in American law. He served in numerous Texas Bar Association, American Bar Association committees, and various experts. He's been with us since 1987. 1987, ladies and gentlemen. Think how many years that has been. This gentleman's been serving us. Does an outstanding job. Has both the one of the top, very top firms in the whole United States in Legal Shield. And, you know, he's formerly served as a trial attorney for the U.S. Department of Justice and the Tax Division in Washington, D.C. from 69 to 77. And I tell you, it's my honor to introduce tonight not only a great attorney, but an outstanding American, Mr. Len Ross.
Thank you, Ken. And, Randy, it's my pleasure to be on here with you tonight. I really appreciate this opportunity.
We appreciate the opportunity of having you, sir. It's an honor to have someone as distinguished as you are on our call tonight. And we do have people from the whole United States on the call, so I think it'll be a great call. We thank you. I'll let you have this floor.
Okay. Ken, do you want me to start?
I want you to really explain tonight. Our people already know what the provider attorney's role is, but I'd like to say, if you could, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but, you know, you've been with us since 87. I would like, if you don't mind, to kind of take your journey with Prepaid from 87 to now and what we went through, what we're doing now, and how the improvement has been and how much better the service is, really, than when it started. If you could do that. Or, I tell you what, just take your free will and do it the way you want to, okay?
Oh, that sounds great, and I'm going to take it in a step further, and I'll try and give you a little bit of what I see for the future.
I love it.
I'm really, really, really excited about where we are today and where we're going next week, next month, next year. But as you said, I started in 1987. Back in 1986-87 was when Mr. Sonsifer decided to go to the provider attorney concept. Prior to that time, Prepaid Legal, you had to go find your own lawyer. And then Prepaid Legal would reimburse you for using your attorney. And what they discovered was people didn't have their own lawyer. And they really didn't know how to find the right lawyer. They might find a lawyer, but it wasn't necessarily the right one for what that particular problem was. And Harlan came up with a brilliant, absolutely brilliant idea. We need to create provider law firms that are dedicated to the Legal Shield, then Prepaid Legal member, and can create firms that can handle basically any problem if they have a problem that they can have the knowledge to deal with, they know where to go get it. And that's where we started back in 1987. I think I was probably the third provider firm. Oklahoma and California were the first two, and we were the third, and quickly followed in the next year or two by many more, and of course the concept grew and grew and grew. And that was the beginning of the provider law firm. Now, my law firm, Ross & Matthews, was a little different in that in 87, I was still with a what you might call a silk stocking downtown law firm. And in 1990, I came to realize that that type of law firm didn't always put the Legal Shield member first. I went to Harlan and I told him about my vision or dream, which was to create a law firm where the number one client was the individual prepaid legal / Legal Shield member. So that each member, no matter how small their matter was, they were the number one client for the law firm. And that's the foundation that we built Ross & Matthews on starting in 1990. And not all, but many of the provider firms are dedicated almost exclusively, but certainly specifically to servicing the Legal Shield member. Today, our firm, I was telling a friend of mine tonight at dinner, he was asking about how it started and how many lawyers we had. I told him we've ranged between 95 and 105 lawyers over the last 5-10 years. And we have a staff, total staff of probably 175 to 200 people counting the lawyers, handling on average 1,000 phone calls from members a day. 22,000 phone calls a month from our Legal Shield members calling with problems. And to each one of them, their problem is the biggest problem in the whole law firm. And that goes back to what I was saying our philosophy is. I want the lawyers to realize that each one of these members, even though it's just one person by themselves out there with a problem that may not be the biggest dollar problem, it's their biggest legal problem. And we built it on the concept of servicing the member and taking that member's problem and realizing how important it is to help them find resolution. Now, we can't always give them the result they want. The law is the law. And sometimes it goes for us and sometimes it goes against us. But we can give everybody an answer to their issue, and we can give it to them in a manner where they understand it and realize it and can work with it. And a lot of times you have to, old lawyer, when I was first a young lawyer trying to get out and establish myself, he said, "Lynn, what you got to understand is the client doesn't come in here to be told no. But sometimes you have to tell them no, but give them options. Make them at least understand why the answer is no, and if there are alternatives, present those to the client." And that holds true this very day. That piece of advice has always helped me to advise clients what their options are so that they can make a decision, whether it's a business decision or a personal decision. Really, that's what you're doing when you're dealing with legal issues. You need to know, you need to have the knowledge, the support, the background to then make your decision. Because it's your life, it's not my life. It's your life that the legal decision is going to affect. So if I can help you know your options, know the consequences, and then you can make your decisions about your legal issues, then as a lawyer, I've done the best service I can do. And that's what we do. And like I said, we do it 20,000 times a month. I mean, think about that. And that's just one state. And you take the, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands, millions of times a year Legal Shield members are calling. And everybody's doing this, getting advice, getting legal help, and they're doing it in a manner that is affordable. I'll give you another example. This happened today. A friend of mine, who's not a Legal Shield member, probably should have been, he brought his elderly mother in. And she had gone to a good law firm here in town. Very good law firm. I know them. They're good lawyers. And they were charging her $500 to do a power of attorney and a health care power of attorney, financial power of attorney and a health care power of attorney, and they were wanting $500 from her. Well, you know, as a Legal Shield member, a lot of the law firms do those for free if you get your will at the same time, which is also free. Those that charge, usually it's going to be $25, $50 maximum for that type of thing. And yet here was a very well-established law firm wanting to charge $500 for that. How much better off would she have been as a Legal Shield member getting it with free will? You know, she'd have paid right there. She would have paid for 2 years of membership with that $500. So Legal Shield serves such a need in the world, in the community, in the country. And it's always been exciting to me to be a part of the solution. You know, we always see problems every day, but Legal Shield is a solution. And to be part of the solution is really exciting. Now, I mentioned the future. Ken, I can't tell you exactly what Legal Shield is getting ready to do and what announcements will be made. Isn't there, I believe there's a big convention coming in Florida and Las Vegas in the fall, September, October?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I can't tell you what they're going to announce there, but I've heard some rumors that are well-founded rumors. I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's gonna blow some people away with the excitement. I see more things happening this fall and into next year. I know that some of the projects they're working on with some of the consulting firms they're using. I know that Kathy Pinson and Alan Fernley have been working extremely hard because they've been working with the lawyers quite extensively. And I know you've heard this, people say this before, but I'm going to tell you, we're coming in to one of those exciting periods of time where things just start happening, and happening fast, and happening good and big. And that's something I'm really looking forward to the next 18 months, because I see some explosive growth going to develop. You know, you watch these advertisements on TV and you see some of the so-called competition. I think of that Hollywood lawyer that gets up there and talks about LegalZoom. But then they tell you, we're not a law firm and we're not giving you legal advice. But all they're doing is selling you a piece of paper, overpriced piece of paper. You know, with Legal Shield, you get a lawyer and you get legal advice. And that's what you really need. You know, you don't need, anybody can go to a form book or go get on the internet and find free legal forms, but is it the right one? One you need? What if you buy the wrong one? Well, what you need is access, affordable access to a lawyer. And the program that does that is Legal Shield. And it's the only program that does it and does it right. So I see some exciting times coming ahead for us. Ken, of course, you go back a couple of years before I got there. But we've been around a long time.
You telling me I'm old?
Yeah, I'm telling you we're old.
You know,
we got a ways to go still.
We still got a little pep in our step, don't we, Lynn? You know, Lynn, as you were speaking earlier, some people on this call don't realize that with the old system of pick your own attorney, we could go on. If I wanted to talk to you, I could only talk to you 30 minutes about a subject. You got paid for 30 minutes, and I had to wait 3 months to talk to you about that subject again, where today we just keep repeating it. They don't understand that. That's the reason you and I get so excited about how it happens today. We know what used to be, we know what is, and we think we know what's the future of.
Exactly. And I really see some exciting things. I wish I could be more specific. All I can tell you is I don't care how you do it. If you can get to Orlando or get to Las Vegas, I would urge you to be there.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Mr. Stone Cypher has always helped you, the highest esteem. Yeah, I was come on board about 3 years before you did, Lynn. But Mr. Stone Cypher has helped the highest esteem for you. And by the way, you probably feel late, but he's doing well. So he's still our founder. He might not be the CEO or anything, but he's still our founder. He's still concerned about this company. It's his baby, and he's very pleased with the progress that provider attorney firms are making. And you're right. It made all the difference in the world in our business when you come on board. You're such an outstanding gentleman, such an outstanding attorney, and I count it a privilege to have known you all these years.
Well, it's been my privilege, too. You know, Prepaid is and now Legal Shield is really just a big giant extended family.
It is. It is.
Really is. And I've met, I call them kids, but like Jeff Hughes, who I was talking to earlier this evening.
Jeff is one of our most outstanding people on our team. Jeff is top notch.
Well, he is. And I've watched him from the time he came in.
Right. You know, you have.
So, kind of stumbling around, wasn't sure what he was doing or supposed to be doing. And I see the success, you know, that he's had. And I've seen other young people come in and have that kind of success with Legal Shield. And to those people out there that are relatively new in the business, let me give you a couple of tips. I can't tell you how to sell this plan because I've never sold one. But I can tell you that the people I've seen that are successful have done two things that I see. They, one, work very, very hard at it and persevere. They don't give up. And number two, they make great use of the tools that are available. And today, there are more tools available, just like this call is a tool. And tomorrow, I think you said, Randy, you're having a presentation program in Tulsa? Or,
yes.
That's a tool. And the tools that are available, you've got to use them. As marketers, if you want to succeed, you've got to work hard, and you've got to use those tools because when you go to those meetings, when you take prospects to those meetings, that's when you grow. And as you grow, it becomes self-sustaining. So I urge you to make use of the tools, attend the programs, and learn. Every time you go, you'll learn more. You'll always learn more. So, Kim, are there any questions I can answer for you?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. First, I'm going to sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much. And I'm going to turn it back to my son, Randy. You know that we've had five generations involved in this company. Of course, my grandson and my son does. And I don't know if you know it, Lynn, but my grandson is the only one in the state of Oklahoma that's ever made Platinum 7.
Really?
So, yep, he really is. I'm pretty proud of him, you know. It's just pretty proud. Randy, I'm going to turn it back to you, son.
Hey, Randy.
All right, Mr. Ross, I understand that you're going to be hosting a special, your law firm tour for Texas. Mr. Bill Garten, REM up there in Fort Worth, texted me earlier before the call and said that you're going to be hosting that, your law firm. What exactly is that that open house that you'll be opening for? Is that for new associates? Is it a law firm tour, just tour of your offices?
Well, let me tell you how we do it. We usually try to keep the crowd down around 25 or 30 people. And we will gather together, and we'll sit down. If it depends on whether it's on a work day or a weekend. And I need to get with Bill. I'm not sure when we've got that set up for.
August the 24th.
24th, okay. That's a Saturday, isn't it? Or is that a weekday?
24th is on a Saturday.
Okay. So we won't have a lot of people there in our way. Sometimes we do them on a Thursday evening, and we have to kind of wait till after 5 to walk around. But what we'll sit down and do is we'll sit down in the training center, and we'll talk for 15, 20 minutes, kind of like we've been doing now. I'll give the people some general outline of what we do, and then we'll walk around and we'll physically look at the locations where the different departments work, and then we'll come back and we'll sit down and we'll do a Q&A, and it'll run anywhere from an hour to 2 hours. I'll go as long as I can and as long as people have questions. And I literally just take questions from the associates, because I used to stand up there and try to talk for an hour or two and tell them things, and then it dawned on me, you know, they know what questions they have, and that's what they want to hear, is answers to their questions. So I open the floor to the associates, and I let them ask their questions one at a time, and I respond to them, and I tell them there's no off-limit questions. Don't worry about embarrassing me or anything else. And if I don't know the answer, I'll tell you I don't know the answer, and I'll have to go get it from somebody else and get back to you. But usually I know most of the answers because I've been doing it so long. But it's just a giant session where they physically get to see the facility where things happen, and that helps them to understand what we're doing physically, what we're doing for a member from the time a member calls in, and how it works, how it's structured. Then I answer their questions, and I'll say that Bill, he's probably been to half a dozen of those over the years. It's particularly beneficial for relatively new associates, but even the older associates, more experienced associates, get something new out of it every time.
I think that's fantastic. I know we have those at the different provider attorneys throughout the United States and Canada, and even the ones we have here in Oklahoma. It's just been very enlightening. People get to answer their questions. They get to really see the bigger picture and see the quality. When they're talking about their provider law firms, they can talk with pride, and I like that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. It makes it so much more real. You know, you're out there trying to mark a plan that is intangible as it is. I mean, it's a service. You can't pull it out of a box and show it to somebody and physically let them touch it, feel it, smell it, taste it, or whatever. Like some people marketing different products. Yours is an intangible. It's a service. So if you understand how the service works and how things happen, it gives you a leg up in explaining it to your prospects and explaining it with some confidence, both in your explanation and in the product. because it really is a quality product. It is a great product. In my opinion, of course, I'm prejudiced. I've been here a long time. Plus, I'm a lawyer, but I just don't understand why everybody in the world doesn't have this product. It just, they talk about health care for everybody. They need legal, affordable legal access for everybody, because our system, not everybody gets sick all the time, but everybody is faced with legal consequences daily. Every day.
You've got me sold. I think I'll just take another one.
No, you can only have one now.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah, I heard that. Well, Mr. Ross, I appreciate
that.
You being on tonight. I'm going to quickly go over to Jeff Hughes. I know he's on. He may have a comment. I know he's worked with you since he used to be the RVP in Texas. He is now in Virginia, of course. He's moved. But I know he has the utmost respect for you. Jeff, are you still on the call?
I am. And Mr. Ross, first off, I love to hear you talk. I miss that Fort Worth accent. If y'all want to know what Fort Worth sounds like, that would be Mr. Ross's accent. And of course, he thinks he doesn't have one, but that's what you're supposed to sound like if you're from Fort Worth, and specifically from Southwest Fort Worth. Aren't you a Pascal boy?
I am that, Jeff.
Yeah, that's good.
We moved here when I was 3 years old in 1947, and I've been here. I did spend 3 years of my life in Virginia.
Oh,
working for the government out of law school, but the rest of my life I've been right here.
It's great to hear your voice, and I gotta tell people, when I was in Fort Worth and we had open houses, I remember when we had so many people come that you had to bring in shifts of attorneys to take people on tours. We probably broke y'all's back. You don't want to do that anymore, but those were fun days.
Yeah. Well, and occasionally we'll set up, and Bill's going to let me know how many people are coming, but when we get a couple hundred people, I feel like we rob them of the full experience.
I agree.
So,
well, we never knew how many were coming. They just show up, and then we have to deal with it, but it was great, and just to let you guys know, you know, Legal Shield, Prepaid Legal, for years would give an award for, you know, I don't know what they call it. It was basically the best law firm in all categories in all of Legal Shield, and Ross and Matthews Law Firm won the award so many times, they quit giving it to them because it just made the other law firms feel bad about themselves. So I think they retired the trophy. But congratulations to you and your amazing team of attorneys and staff. You guys are world class, and I love our law firm in Virginia, but I got to tell you, I miss Ross and Matthews. I just miss the way that you handled the clients and the work that you delivered. You guys are on a step above everybody else, and that is credit to you. It always goes back to leadership.
Thank you, Jeff, and you know you can come home.
I'm
we'll
about to come home and do some work, so yeah, maybe we can I can stop by and go have some barbecue.
We'll take you back.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk tonight. I hope I was able to at least give people a little bit of insight into what's happening with the law firms. Let me say one thing. Yes, I think the Texas provider is the best, but I'm a Texan, and that's the way we're brought up to think. But I will tell you that I know all the provider attorneys in the United States, and there's not one of them that is an excellent attorney, in my opinion. They're all very good. Most of them have been here a long time. They've been very carefully selected, and if you will, even weeded out over the years to where we've got some really, really fine lawyers in every state. So no matter where you are, I think you can feel a lot of confidence in your Legal Shield provider firms. They're top-notch. They really, really are. They're top-notch lawyers, every one of them.
So, thank goodness, you know. If the company was broke and didn't have any money, that'd be a tough business model. If the law firms couldn't deliver what we're selling, that'd be tough to overcome. So But the company's got plenty of money. The law firms deliver the services. And all we have to do is get out there and spread the news. You know, you guys take care of everything else. And
that's it.
We appreciate all the work that you do.
Well, we appreciate the work y'all do. Y'all have the toughest job of all. Somebody's got to do it.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, Mr. Moore, we'll take the call back over to you.
Yes.
Mr. Ross, thank you very much for being on the call. God bless you. If we can ever do anything for you, which I doubt, but if we can, we're available.
Thank you.
You know, we have a motto on our team, God first, family second, legal shield third. We feel like if we keep that motto and we get out there and work and do it, the rest will fall in place.
It will. That's an excellent motto. That's a very excellent motto.
Well, you have a good evening, sir.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye, everybody.
All right.
Good night.
Sir.
Back to you,
Jeff. I know you got a quick announcement. You were going to go over the new 6060 program. Is that right?
I am. Yeah, and hopefully everybody has gone to your Legal Shield Associates only webpage, your back page, and seen on the cover of that, on the flipping images, the banner ads that go across the top. So one of the first things you'll see there is the 6060 program. And it's, it's not a permanent change to the comp plan. They're really saying, look, if this works and you guys work it, you can have this for as long as you want it. And the way it works is somebody would join the business at the same rate that they always would, which is $149, which really, I don't know, we say it's $149. The real cost to become an associate is $249, and it always has been, except they've done some reductions. So right now it's $149. That's the discounted price. So they get started at $149, but in their first 60 days, if they'll just do something, they market a membership or recruit an associate who buys a membership, either one, the minute they do that, they drop $89 back into their account, which nets them out as a $60 fast start fee. They basically cost $60 to get started in the program, and then they give them an additional 30 days, or a total of 60 days, to fast start qualify, which basically is going to mean everybody that you recruit in this program is going to fast start qualify. They get that first membership, that's the hardest one. After that, they'll go get the other ones and qualify for the Fast Start program. And if you really want to drive production in your team and have success and start having duplication, focus on Fast Start qualification. And that's what this program is about, bringing in lots of people, lots of new associates, you know, because they don't feel like there's a risk, because, you know, if they're going to do anything, it's effectively a $60 decision. Their first check on their first membership is more than it costs to get started in the business, so it is literally no risk. And then they get an additional 60 days of Fast Start qualify, which means they get that first promotion, they get an override position. It's an amazing program. There's a video that you can watch as well to explain all the ins and outs and details of the program. There's a flyer that you can print out. I would recommend that everybody on the Morse Coast team print that flyer out. Print a few of them out. Put them on your bathroom mirror. Put them on your refrigerator, your microwave door, your poster board, the door when you leave your house. Put them everywhere to remind yourself about this amazing new program. And, you know, I hope that your team, that you and your team take hold of this, and that your recruiting just explodes, and that you just have a huge, huge month in the month of August. And just to let everybody know, August, September, October, and November are the best months when it comes to recruiting. It's probably the best month when it comes to the group marketing, because a lot of the school districts come back at that time. It's just a really good time to get into momentum in your business. You guys can wait and start doing this next month or the month after. The problem is you lose that the compound interest that comes when you're in momentum, because momentum begets momentum, which begets even more momentum. But you've got to start it. And Cindy and I, Mr. Moore, Cindy and I were talking today, and, you know, Legal Shield has so much, if you're talking about building a fire, a bonfire, Legal Shield has piled so much firewood on top, you know, on top of firewood on top of fire. We have this enormous pile of wood, and yet I see people out there trying to start this giant pile of wood with a match, you know, sticking up against a big log, and you don't start a fire with a match against a big log. You need kindling. You know, you've got to start with the small shavings and the small, you know, twigs. And once you get that going, that little small fire then can catch a big fire. You know, it could catch a huge bonfire. And that's what this program is really intended to do. It's intended to give you kindling in your business to start the fire, and then all you have to do is keep piling more and more wood on it until you have a huge fire. That's how we built our business. We started very small, And we just continue to pile on success on top of success. And then when momentum kicks in, it's breathtaking. You know, everybody calls you lucky. They tell you, oh, you got in at the right time, or you recruited the right people. What they don't understand is that you start small, and once you get a little momentum, you just keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, and then it explodes. And that's what this program is intended to do. I hope that we do really well with it. I hope everybody goes crazy and recruiting goes through the roof and people are fast start qualifying like crazy, because if it does, the company will continue this going literally as long as it works. I don't want to lose it. So, you know, I'm telling you, Team Renew, we're part of Team of More Success Team. We're pushing this hard. We'll be pushing it on our conference call on Wednesday night like it's a second coming. So we're excited about it. You know, Randy and Ken, Mr. Ross was talking about the Believers and Achievers Convention, which will be going on in Vegas and Orlando. And I just want to let everybody in the More Success Team know that we will have leaders from More Success Team at both events. So whether you go to Vegas or to Orlando, there will be team leaders there at both locations. You know, let you guys know where we're going to be so we can get out and hang out and build those friendships as well. If Vegas is sold out, Orlando still has space available. Cindy and I will be in Orlando, and we're looking forward to seeing all of the East Coast More Success Team in Orlando. So, Mr. Moore, that's what I had for tonight.
Well, thank you, Jeff, very much. We're excited about the 60-60 program, and appreciate you explaining that, and appreciate Mr. Ross, of course, for being the special guest speaker tonight. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. Moore.
You know, Randy, a special thank you to Jeff Hughes. He's such a great presenter, such a gentleman. His wife's such a beautiful lady, and such a great team member, and does an outstanding job. So thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Now, Randy, the call went a little long, but I think it's worth every minute of it. Hope it's recorded. Mr. Ross did an outstanding job also. And let's just say this before we say that. God, family, Legal Shield, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Good night, everyone.